Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Break Away from Shells of Attachment and Practice Genuine Cultivation Diligently by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on August 22, 2016. I have always been a very sensible person. When I read Chuan Falun for the first time, I finished reading it in one day. It helped me make better sense of the world. I knew that practicing Falun Dafa is what I came to this life for. I have been on the path of cultivation for over a decade. I have sometimes been very diligent, and from time to time been moved by fame, personal gain, and sentimentality. I stumbled a few times along the way. However, I always felt that there was a layer or a shell that surrounded me, blocking me from being as diligent as I felt I should be. It was not until 1 year ago that I started asking myself, what is cultivation? Am I practicing cultivation? Am I practicing genuine cultivation? I've read numerous sharing articles written by fellow practitioners and was often moved by their solid belief in Dafa, their purity and compassion. I asked myself, why was I not able to reach such a state? I understood the Fa principles well enough, I thought. It was not until recently that I made breakthroughs after I studied the Fa a lot. I finally let go of the three human shells, my notions about life and death, disbelief in the Fa, and atheism. Now I really understand what cultivation is and the seriousness of cultivation. As a result, I can truly cultivate myself and elevate as a practitioner. I would like to share with fellow practitioners so that we can improve together, catch up with the Fa rectification, accomplish our prehistoric wishes, and honor our vows together. Part 1. Truly Letting Go of Attachments. Over the past decade, I stumbled here and there on the path of cultivation. My state of cultivation was not stable. Finally, I became numb. I wanted to make breakthroughs, but they never lasted long. I was worried and helpless. I decided to spend a lot of time studying, copying, and reciting the Fa. I prepared several notebooks and copied Master's recent Fa lectures. I also read a lot of Master's Fa lectures. I tried my best to be totally immersed in the Fa while studying the Fa. Last winter recess, I studied the Fa with my child. We spent about 9 hours reading Master's lectures given from 1999 to 2011 during the days. We recited poems from Hongyin 3 at night. At the very beginning, I was distracted and couldn't concentrate. Gradually, I was able to be in a tranquil state while studying the Fa. I enlightened to a new understanding when I studied Master's lecture, What is a Dafa Disciple? Given at the 2011 New York Fa Conference, Master said, quote, the molecules that make up man's molecular cells are comprised of atoms, and atoms are comprised of even more microcosmic particles, with the energy of particles being greater the more microcosmic they get. We know that when a human body is buried in the earth, its cells, which at the surface layer are comprised of molecules, cannot rot away. But molecules cannot rot away, can they? Even less so can atoms, right? Then where has that part of you gone? If all of man's thoughts were simply the product of his own mind thinking at this surface layer, then how is one to explain the things that people sometimes unexpectedly say? It is not always the case that what you say comes only after careful consideration. Instead, it is sometimes the you at different levels, spanning from your particles at the surface layer to those comprising you deep in the microcosm, that is at work. The entirety of your being is simultaneously comprised of particles spanning from the most microcosmic of levels to those at the surface. So your being is not merely this extremely simple, superficial layer of cells. In the context of a person's being, then, the loss of this superficial portion is merely the loss of a layer of outer skin. With reincarnation, a new outer skin is taken on. The true you cannot be rotted away by burial in the earth. That soil cannot break down atoms or even molecules, for that matter. If one's atoms were broken apart, it would result in a massive explosion. The force of a nuclear explosion that's the scope of a human body would be enough to destroy a city. Isn't that true? Then, where do you go at death? Unquote. From this, I suddenly became aware that life and death is nothing related to me. I felt elevated in realm. When someone would mention a person who passed away, I'd always view it as an earthly thing from a human perspective. But now, after I understood the principle of life and death from the Fa perspective, I viewed it differently. It's just a predestined relationship. Finally, I let go of this attachment, which had covered me in layers like a shell. My thinking also changed as a result. The test of life and death can be passed through much Fa study. The shell of attachment was formed over thousands of years to block my path of cultivation. I also understand why I couldn't reach the standard of the Fa many times, even though I thought I understood the Fa principles. I also came to realize why some practitioners were so steady and diligent on their path of cultivation, and so compassionate in saving sentient beings. It's because their every thought aligned with the Fa. They have transcended the realm of human beings and were assimilating with the Fa and saving people as divine beings. They have truly reached that realm. During my past years of cultivation, it seemed that I was in a house looking out of the window at some scenery, but never walking out of the door. No matter how much I thought about the outside from inside the house, or how much I saw through the window, it was all only fiction, disconnected from the real world. Now, I was finally able to walk out the door and into the real world, away from the imaginary one. The test of life and death was just like this door. Breaking through the door is only the start of genuine cultivation. My body had an electrifying feeling when I understood this Fa principle. At the point, I knew I was able to be as diligent as my fellow practitioners. Finally, I knew how to practice cultivation. I was ashamed of myself for taking more than a decade to enlighten to this. I hope my sharing can help other practitioners who are in the same state as I was. Let go of this shell of attachment and do not miss the chance to genuinely cultivate. Part 2. Removing atheism and disbelief in Dafa. After breaking free from my human shell, my way of thinking changed too. I was able to align myself based on the Fa. I felt my body was enormous and able to embody a universe while sending forth righteous thoughts. My abilities became stronger. I could send forth righteous thoughts for more than an hour at each time. Fa study is very important, especially for those who are lagging behind. Without much Fa study, it's impossible to get rid of the thick shell and be able to truly improve in the Fa. I am now memorizing the book Juan Falun. At first, I recited one paragraph after another. Then I turned back to recite all the paragraphs under each section until I was able to recite the whole section without looking at the book. Then I went to the next section. I spend 3 to 4 hours reciting the book whenever I can. During the process, I can sense the wonder of Fa study. While I was reciting the part, "Why doesn't your gong increase with your practice?" I felt the layer or shell of disbelief in the Fa dissolve. While I was reciting Hong Yin 3, the layer of attachment to atheism went away. Finally, I realized that 3 big mountains that had blocked me from cultivating in the Fa collapsed. I experienced huge changes both physically and spiritually shortly afterwards. I was able to align myself with the Fa in any occasion. I think that's the principle of the universe. Part 3. It's not difficult to get rid of human attachments. Why do some practitioners find it difficult to get rid of human attachments? I think it's because of two reasons. One, they are unable to distinguish human attachments and notions from true self, and two, their human attachments and notions are stronger than their true self. When human attachments, notions, and true self are mixed together, we can make true self stronger and become diligent by studying the Fa a lot. However, after a while, human attachments become stronger again, and then you might follow them to do things as an ordinary person. Why do such things repeat? It's these shells that block you. Only when you break these human shells can you truly become divine and powerful and thus easily get rid of other human attachments. One time, a practitioner shared with me his experience in a forced labor camp. He said, "I knew how to behave at the time, but I just couldn't make it and had no righteous thoughts. Master hinted me again and again. I understood the Fa principles too, but I just dared not go ahead." When your human notions are too strong, even if you read Dafa books, understand a lot, and are very eloquent while talking about Fa principles, it is not enough. Sometimes, while reading practitioners sharing about how to face the evil calmly, save people compassionately, and send righteous thoughts with mighty power, I felt that I was only one step away from him or her. It seems that I was able to do the same, but in fact I was very far away from him or her. It's the practitioner's field of righteous thoughts that made me feel that way. For those practitioners who are doing great, the shells of their human notions were broken a long time ago. They have reached that high realm. They are really assisting Master and saving people. After I let go of these shells, I could get rid of other attachments and notions easily whenever they surface. Recently, there was an assessment test at my workplace. Everyone brought small slips of notes into the test as before. I had done the same way in previous tests and gave myself an excuse. There's no time learning ordinary things. I better save time reading Dafa books. Such behavior does not align with Dafa. So, this time I studied the materials before the test. When my coworkers gave me copies of their notes before entering the test room, I was very calm and didn't accept them. This time I had no mental struggle at all because I thought I was just doing what I should do as a Dafa practitioner. All lives in the universe are watching me. I must behave right. From now on, I will rectify my behaviors in any occasion so that every thought of mine aligns with the Fa. I will purify myself in the Fa and improve solidly. Some attachments can be eliminated by sending righteous thoughts. Let your divine body become huge and let go of your human thoughts while sending righteous thoughts. When unclean thoughts surface, identify immediately what they are, where they are from, and the root of the attachments. Sending forth righteous thoughts is sacred. Why do these unclean thoughts dare to show up here? Eliminate them immediately. After a period of time, I could sit for longer time and become more tranquil while sending righteous thoughts. From my experience, I understand that our ability comes from the Fa. Each of us is one particle in the Fa. When you are assimilated to the Fa, the power of Dafa will manifest in you. Only when you truly improve and let go of your human shells can you truly become powerful and have righteous thoughts. As I understand it, the most key element is to let go of your human shells first. For me, this was the watershed moment. Only then was I able to walk out of the human realm, make breakthroughs in the Fa, and truly improve myself. I found myself powerful enough to split a mountain with one thought. I also sensed my elevation of realm in the Fa, manifestations of Fa principles, and opening of divine powers. Part 4. Let your divine side dominate. What is a human being? What is a divine being? What is a Tao? What is a Buddha? It is about one's cultivation level and realm. You are a divine being when you pass the test of life and death, which, as I understand it, is like a shell that encloses us. When we still have this shell, our human notions dominate. When we let go of this shell, we are divine beings. During Xinxing tests or tribulations, if we are clear-minded and powerful, guide ourselves by using Fa principles, we will then not be immersed in the level of human beings and thus able to walk out of the tribulations. The pains of getting rid of human attachments are actually the pains of not being able to let them go. That is, we do not want to let them go. We are grasping the divine side while grasping the human side. It is the reason that makes us unable to be diligent for a long time. After a period of genuine cultivation, I've truly improved in the Fa. I found many fellow practitioners in our area who were stuck in the same cultivation state that I had been before. So I shared with them how I made breakthroughs out of these three shells of attachment, and how my realm changed thereafter. I hope they can make breakthroughs as quickly as possible and truly improve in the Fa. As I understand it, only when we form an indestructible one body based on the Fa can we truly save people and accomplish our mission. It is what the evil is most afraid of. The above is my personal sharing from what I know at my level. In this last phase of Fa rectification period, I will devote myself into saving people as many as possible and fulfill my prehistoric vows of assisting Master in Fa rectification.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.